Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. And, you know, I know you try to put games behind you, win or lose, and move on to the next opponent pretty quickly. But was this game at Tennessee 25-24 one of the tougher ones to do that with?
Oh, sure it was. I mean, that's our rival, in-state rival. And we had, looked like, several opportunities to win the game and didn't come through with it. And you come close and you hit the upright on a winning field goal. So, you know, all those things go into it. But, you know, after, you know, Sunday, it's just, you know, you got to get ready for another week, especially because we play Wake Forest, who's defending ACC champions and still have a good team this year. And we got to get back to work.
And still something for your guys to play for. I mean, six wins, you're still bowl eligible. You never know what might happen. But I know everybody was thinking that seven was going to kind of be the number.
Well, we don't know that, and nobody knows, and, you know, we can't control it, and we knew that, you know, several weeks ago. We just try to win as many as we can, and, you know, right now, we can win six, and that's what our goal is.
Bobby, I think you know by now that, you know, we like and respect you guys and hope you do well, but got to ask you, how do you answer the criticism that your offense went into a shell in the fourth quarter?
Well, I don't bother with it, to tell you the truth. I don't care what, you know, people say. We're trying to win the game. We know what our capabilities of our players are and what we do best. We had not exactly stopped, you know, Tennessee, you know, all day. You know, they moved it right down the field on us their first two drives in the first quarter. You know, I think it's, you know, the right thing to do to be conservative as you got a 24-9 lead. And now all the things that happened after that with the punt return and things like that, you know, the roughing the punter, you know, those things, you know, weren't planned on, obviously. So, you know, I don't care what the critics say, to tell you the truth.
Talk about the last sequence of plays. How close were you guys trying? And I know as close as possible, but where did you think Honfeld's comfort zone was in terms of that last field goal?
I think he could, you know, kick it from 50, but, you know, obviously anybody would like to get closer. You know, that's a given. But, you know, we were working hard at it and, you know, trying to throw the football down there, and we had some time out, so we felt like we could throw it over the middle, and we tried on a third down to get it there, and they made a good play. You made a good defensive play. So,
Bobby,
yeah,
there,
we weren't sitting there trying to say, let's get to this one, let's get to that one, let's get to this yard marker. You know, it just doesn't come into effect.
There are certain teams that get into situations where they play a lot of close games and for whatever reason just come out on the short end of the deal. That's happened to you guys a few times this season. Do you consciously, you know, try to – you know, talk to your guys about not letting it be a mental thing?
No, because, you know, we don't think it's a mental thing. You know, we played some good games over the past few years and won some games in the fourth quarter. You know, if you look and see who we're playing, you know, you can see why it's tough to win those kind of games. You know, Tennessee didn't roll over and die. You know, neither did Georgia. You know, those games are tough to win. They're good teams, and you can see where they are in the standings and, you know, where they'll be in the bowl picture. And you just don't walk out there and say, well, you know, we got our head together today. With, you know, just don't let things bother you. We'll win the game. It doesn't work that way.
Was it a tough decision to put DJ Moore out there on that last kick return, you know, knowing that he'd been banged up and you're kind of trying to save some wear and tear on him? Or was that a situation where, hey, if, you know, this guy can go at all, he's our best chance to get a big return and we're going to put him on the field?
Well, it wasn't a hard decision because, you know, DJ, you know, wasn't going to get hurt anymore. I mean, it would be painful for him, and that's what we were trying to do when we kept him out, you know, just, you know, keep from being – you know, just have to endure some pain out there when he gets hit. So if you notice, he had to tackle Foster about three times, and, you know, that took some courage because it hurts every time he tackles someone.
Yeah, and right off the bat at the beginning of the game, it took some contact from Foster, I remember.
Exactly. So, you know, DJ was standing there right next to me when it was time, and, you know, he was ready to go. And, you know, that's, you know, if you're talking about teams that don't want to win or, you know, don't want to do the things to win, you know, that guy would have been over there on the sideline hoping somebody didn't call him, but he was right next to me ready to go and wanted to try to win the game.
Are Earl and some of the other banged-up guys doing any better?
Well, they're doing better, but I don't know how well they're going to be doing this week. And, again, we don't practice on Monday, so, you know, we didn't test anybody yesterday or find out exactly how they're going to do. And like I said before, when some people are hurt during the week, you know, you can practice and you go in there, and then when the live hitting starts in the game, you just don't know how long they can last and how long they can hold up with that kind of hitting.
Bobby, you face Wake Forest this weekend, and they've come a long way since the last time we saw them a couple years ago over in Winston-Salem. They've played in an Orange Bowl since then, and they have a strong team again this year.
They do. They've played extremely well this year and had some quality wins, beat Florida State and, you know, North Carolina and North Carolina State. I mean, they own the state of North Carolina now, so you know, I've got a lot of respect for them. They play hard. They play smart, and we're going to have to do the same.
And, Coach, when you look at the offense they run, it's almost like they were the first kind of team to bring it to the ACC, kind of that Florida Urban Meyer style of offense. And you kind of have at least a recent memory of what that offense, kind of the misdirection and stuff, still kind of fresh in your mind.
Sure. You know, they do a good job you know, using all of their weapons, and, you know, sometimes a quarterback even hands it off and becomes a blocker. So it's unusual. But when you get down to it, you know, they're very fundamentally sound, and they block and they tackle. And, you know, they show you a little sleight of hand and some smoke and mirrors, but, you know, in the end, it's just that they're blocking you and running hard and completing passes. So we're going to have to be fundamentally sound and battle them.
It'll be black and gold against black and gold Saturday, 1 o'clock over at Vanderbilt Stadium for the regular season finale. Coach Bobby Johnson has been our guest. And thanks a lot, and good luck this weekend against the Demon Deacons.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
see you later.
Coach.
All right, we'll see you.